have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was none other than Minstrel Anointed, who will be with us in December for the upcoming Calling the Wailing Women, a Cry for Revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are so excited about being here on today. Amen. Thank you, Minstrel Anointed. We love you, woman of God. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that you can hear me, glory to God, loud and clear, because there is a word from the Lord for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for being here with us. Amen. We are excited. We are excited. We are excited. Hallelujah. Prophet, amen. I just elevated you, producer. Kimmy Kim, thank you so much, amen, for all you do. I just want to make sure that everyone can hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, this is Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Jesus. And we are excited for you joining us on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God bless you all this afternoon. This is the woman of God, your host, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, amen, where we just want to release a Shabbat on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. We want to decree a Shabbat for your shift, for your renewal, for your restoration, for your release, for your deliverance. Glory to God. Amen. We lift up a resounding hallelujah now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I pray that you have come, your seat belts are buckled, amen, because there is a word from the Lord for you today. Shabbat Saturday is about releasing a sound in the atmosphere. And everything that does not align with the purpose and plan of God for your life has to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I have come today to Shabbat, my awesome God. Hallelujah. I have come today to exalt him. Hallelujah. I have come today to acknowledge him in all of his splendor, in all of his majesty. Amen. And I just want you to be with me during this hour to do the same, because he is our Father, and he gives you and I the privilege of being called his sons and daughters. Amen. He is the one who can be fully trusted. He is the one that we can lean on in this hour. He is the one who cares about us. He is concerned with everything, all the details. Amen. Certainly, if he can count the hairs on our head, he is concerned about everything that concerns us. Amen. Our Father God, amen, should be a part of our daily lives, because he's the one watching over us. He's the one who's protecting us and providing security. He's the one that gives us his unconditional love, his constant presence. Amen. He said, I am always with you. Glory to God. He is our Heavenly Father. Amen. He gives us strength, and he is our covering, particularly in this hour that we need him. Amen. We were created to worship our God. Hallelujah. Did you know that? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Well, hey again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. Amen. I am so honored and so grateful to be here. And that's what we do, people of God. I want to thank you personally for tuning in on this very special Shabbat Saturday. Amen. And today, I want to talk to you about, glory to God, faith, faithfulness, and good stewardship. Faith, faithfulness, and good stewardship. Amen. God's kingdom, to which we all belong, amen, he said that we are spirit-filled believers, amen, and we live in the kingdom of God. The word says that even though we are in this world, we are not of this world, amen. And because we belong to a different kingdom, not the kingdom or system of Baal, but the kingdom of God, amen, we have an expectation. But guess what? So does he, glory to God. The kingdom of blessings, hallelujah, I call them kingdom blessings, amen, because the kingdom is the source of everything, hallelujah, comes with a responsibility. And the responsibility of the kingdom demands that we live as good stewards. Amen? And that is because we are called to be effective. Hallelujah. Not slothful, not slouching, not lazy, but effective stewards of the resources that we are blessed with. So any believer, you are that listening, that desires to live a pleasing life to God, you must in this hour accept the responsibility of being a servant, a good steward of what God entrusts in your hands. Stewardship is serving God and the interests of his kingdom, not yours, not your agenda, amen? But the interest of his kingdom here on earth. Amen. And stewardship is not a calling, nor is it a gift. Rather, it is a choice that you and I make, hallelujah, and validate with the appropriate action. I think about, yes, Lord, I think about the beginning of Genesis. It reveals this fundamental kingdom principle of stewardship. God owns everything. Let's just settle that matter. Amen. The word says that he is the creator of heaven and earth and all that dwells therein. Yes. God owns everything. We are simply his managers and his administrators acting on his behalf. Amen. We are his representatives. And because God created everything, amen, and he placed Adam in the garden to work on and to take care of it, it is clear, it is so crystal clear to me, particularly today, that man was created to work, and that work is stewardship of all of the creation that God has entrusted to him. So I believe that stewardship, your stewardship, my stewardship, expresses our obedience regarding the administration of everything that God has placed under our control. And it's all-encompassing. Amen? Stewardship is my commitment. Amen. My commitment of every possession, amen, that I have, I render it to God's service. Let that sink in. I recognize that we do not have the right or the control over our properties are ourselves. Amen. I know that Father Abraham, his testimony of stewardship, he served God. Amen. He did not doubt in faith. He did not waver. Amen. But he rose from someone with no identity into this personality. Amen. That is now in history. That is our example. Amen. He is the father of faith. Glory to God. So, you know, it is so important not to waste your time or your resources, particularly that God has given you in serving him. It is part of a covenant platform, people of God. Hallelujah. And guess what? He said that he would bless us, that he would increase. Amen. He would bring us into greatness. Jesus said in John 12:26, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The Bible shows us in the parables of this kingdom principle that faithful stewards who do the master's will, hallelujah, would be completely rewarded in this life and the one to come. We all should long to hear the master say to us, amen, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Hallelujah. God is expecting us to be faithful stewards. of all he has given us within the opportunities, the doors that he has opened, the doors that he presents to us through his providence, hallelujah, to glorify him, to serve him, amen, for the common good of all, to advance his kingdom, people of God. It is wise, amen, for us to have this in mind, that God, who said all things richly, he has given to us to enjoy. Nothing is ours. Hallelujah. Nothing really belongs to us. God owns everything. But we have been given the awesome opportunity and responsibility of how we treat it and what we do with it. Amen. I know and I have heard, amen, within the body of Christ, some complain about their rights, amen, or their entitlement. But I also understand, well, what about your responsibilities of what he has entrusted into your care right now? What are you doing with that? Amen. See, owners have rights. Stewards have responsibilities. We are called as stewards to manage that which belongs to God. Amen. And he is so gracious. He is so good that he has entrusted us with this care. Amen. With the development to enjoy everything that he owns as his stewards. We are responsible in managing his holding according to his desire, according to why? Because we are stewards. We are to manage the possession of the Father. We are all stewards of the resources. We are all stewards of the abilities and the opportunities that God has entrusted in our care. And one day, and I think very soon, each one of us will be called to give an account for how we have managed what the Master has given to us. We see this so clearly about the parable, amen, of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 to 30, and also Luke 19, 12 to 28. God entrusted authority and dominion over the creation to us, his body. And we are not allowed to rule over it as we see fit. We are called to exercise our authority and dominion under the administration and the help of the Holy Ghost, managing his creation in accordance with the kingdom principles that he has already established. Amen. And just like the servants in the parable of the talents, we will be called to give an account of how we have managed, how we have administered everything we have been given. That includes our time, that includes our money, that includes our abilities, our information, our wisdom, our relationships, and authority. And a day shall come when we shall each give account to the rightful owner, amen, Yahweh, as to how well we manage the things he, hallelujah, has entrusted to us. Glory to God. So how do we do this? I was thinking about this, amen. I think it was week before last, I spoke about faith, the spirit of faith. And I believe it is done through our complete trust and faith and reliance in God. We know the scripture says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. But Hebrews 16:11-12 says, we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those through faith and patience inherit the promise. That's stewardship. So we can plainly say that faith is an important asset in true stewardship, as well as trust, as well as confidence, as well as assurance. Amen. Scripture says, so let a man think of us as Christ's servants and stewards of God's mysteries. Here, moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 to 2. So, according to Jesus, if I could make a summary in this revelatory teaching, amen. Faithfulness has three parts. Believing what is spiritual and speaking and doing what you believe. The scripture demonstrated this teaching of faithfulness that Jesus taught by saying it this way. Hallelujah. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That's 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. 1 Timothy 5, 8 says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Amen. Glory to God. And then again, Matthew 25, verse 20 to 21. The man who had received five bags of gold brought the other five. And he, Master, he said, you entrusted me with five bags of gold. See, I have gained five more. Glory to God. And his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, is what scripture tells us. Amen. And I believe that true faithfulness operates through this principle of believing and speaking and doing it consistently. When you are living in the spirit of faith, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, that enables you to see life from the supernatural. And this will make you speak and act according to what you believe, not according to what you see. Hallelujah. That is how the spirit of faith operates. Faith is a spirit. It is received from the spiritual. You see into the spiritual, and then you receive it in your soul by believing what is spiritual and confidently speaking out what you are expecting, trusting God, relying on God for the manifestation. You live this, people of God. 1 Samuel 17 tells us that David had this spirit of faith and was a good steward of what God entrusted into his care, even when he was just a youth. A born-again man today that is truly walking with God has the spirit of faith. He will be faithful, and he will be a good steward. The spirit of faith allows us to inherit the promised land. And your stewardship is not determined by what you see with your natural eye. Hallelujah. Your perspective, it is determined by what is inside your vision, not by what you see with your natural eye. So spiritually speaking, we see with our hearts. And anyone with a spirit of faith can see victory. Hallelujah. Even before it is visible to others. 1 John 5, 4, hallelujah, tells us, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So, beloved, as long as you live and walk in the spirit of faith, you will remain an overcomer and a good steward. Hebrews 6, 11 to 12 reminds us, but we do strongly and earnestly desire of each of you to show the same diligence and sincerity all the way through, in realizing and enjoying the full assurance and development of your hope until the end. Why? so that you may grow, amen, and not be a sluggard, amen, not grow disinterested, amen. Those who through faith, by their leaning of the entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust, in complete confidence in his power, in his wisdom, in his goodness, and practice of patience, endurance, and waiting are now inheriting the promise. You see, when we honor God with good stewardship, God will command his blessings upon you. The book of Psalms, chapter 133, verse 3, it reads, as the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commands a blessing. Hallelujah. So people of God, don't doubt what God has released in this hour. Not this, well, right now, amen, or what he is going to do for you in this season if you take the posture of good stewardship. I believe that with all that is within me that he is bringing resources. He is changing the guards, amen. I read today a man of God to say, hallelujah, that he's changing our seats at the table. Hallelujah. We are victor, and he is enabling us to do all that he has entrusted us to do. We are at our place of victory, amen. And I pray that you receive this word on today. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I thank you that you, Yahweh, God Almighty, hallelujah, of might and strength, that you will demonstrate your power and your authority, amen, enabling us to be good stewards, faithful stewards in this hour. I thank you, Father God, that even in this moment, hallelujah, through this word released, my God, today, as we shabak you, Lord God, we have an expectation that you will move upon the hearts of your people in their lives. We decree and declare your mighty acts, hallelujah, are taking place now. Hallelujah. You are Almighty God, all-knowing. And so we align ourselves to be in position to receive your power and your anointing to stand and to be good stewards, Father God. We receive our deliverance in this area if we have not come up to the mark, Father God, that you will show us the way in which we should go. Thank you for loving us through all of our faults. Amen. Thank you, Father God, that we will not be worrying and fretting, Lord God, but let, hallelujah, our reliance be totally upon you as you lead us, as you guide us, as you instruct us to be good stewards. May we bring you glory and praise as we go forth, amen, representing you in this world that is looking for examples. Father God, thank you for forgiveness of sins. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for aligning us with your perfect will and purpose for our life. And so we shabak you now for this spiritual breakthrough, Lord God, that we will be in posture, hallelujah, that we will handle the resources that you have given to us, Lord, with the care and the administration, hallelujah, given to us by the Holy Spirit. Relying totally upon him, leaning not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledging you. Direct us in the way that we should go as we begin to believe you, Father God. Take us from where we are now to where you would have us to be, fulfilling our purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. Again, people of God, when you are living in the spirit of faith, you are filled with the Holy Spirit to enable you to see life from the supernatural, not from the natural. And this will make you speak differently. Hallelujah. This will make you see differently according to what you believe, not according to what you see. That is how the spirit of faith operates. Faith is a spirit, and it is necessary in stewardship. It is receivable because it is from the spirit. You see the spiritual, and then you receive it in your soul by believing what is spiritual and by trusting God for the manifestation. And then confidently, with all boldness, speaking out what you are expecting. Beloved, again, as long as you live and walk in the spirit of faith, you will remain an overcomer. You will walk in good stewardship. Amen. The devil knows this very well. So have the spirit of faith and boldly and confidently say, I walk by faith and not by sight. I do not lean to my own understanding. Hallelujah. I take care in how I handle the resources that has been given and entrusted into my care in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Remain faithful because he is faithful who calls you. And know that Yahweh, your God, is God, the faithful God, who keeps his gracious covenant, hallelujah, for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commands. Why? Because he is the rock. His works are perfect and all his ways are just. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. He is upright and just. Amen. And to the faithful, he will show himself faithful. And to those with integrity, he will show himself. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, fill this broadcast now with your glory. Hallelujah. And the words that have been released according to your spirit. That those who are under the sound of my voice now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. I pray that you will touch the life and nature of God within them. Change is taking place now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I just want to say thank you for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, Annihilation Radio family, iHeart, Spreaker Radio, and you, our listening audience. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you. I pray that he will continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. I pray that he will make you good stewards in this season. Ha! Because the windows are opening, people of God. Thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Amen, my God, today. And everyone, please come back next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, for your example and your heart, woman of God, and your patience. Hallelujah. May the Lord God continue to use you greatly. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing. You love.